You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
You'll have to loosen your purse strings a little more if you want to buy gold jewelry. Why? I'll shortly share with you. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest in stock markets, Maharashtra government updates, the windfall tax, how auto companies fell in the last month and more. First up, here's what happened in the stock market on July 1st. Sensex ended over 100 points lower, whereas Nifty finished the day near 15,750. Rupee, meanwhile, sank below 79 against the US dollar for the first time. Auto stocks were in focus today. Maruti Suzuki, Tata Motors and Bajaj Auto saw pickup in demand as the red-hot input costs have cooled off. So the total sales of Tata Motors, Bajaj Auto and Ashok Leyland in June exceeded street estimates, rekindling hopes of a rebound in the space, though those of Maruti Suzuki fell short of expectations. However, shares of Maruti Suzuki, Tata Motors, Bajaj Auto, Ashok Leyland and iShares fell about 1-3% in afternoon deals. Mahindra & Mahindra and Hero MotoCorp egged out small gains. Most auto stocks have been declining for the past few weeks after months of outperformance in a market struggling against aggressive hikes in pandemic-era interest rates and their impact on economic growth. Analysts are positive on the demand prospects for the auto sector in the coming months, given the easing of input costs and the chip shortage. Moving on, shares of ACE investor Rakesh and Jhunjhunwala-backed Titan Company fell nearly 6% after the government raised the import tax on gold. Titan stock, however, ended the day marginally higher in green. The government has hiked a gold import duty to 15% from 10.75% to check the current account deficit and the rising import of the yellow metal. The duty changes came into effect from June 30th. As import duty increases, importing the precious metal will become costlier and gold jewelers would be impacted as high rates are likely to hit demand. Well, this follows a sudden surge in gold imports. In the month of May, a total of 107 tons of gold was imported, and in June as well, the imports were significant, which is putting pressure on the current account deficit, according to the finance ministry. However, Rahul Arora, the CEO of Nirmal Bang Institution Equities, expects Titan to continue compounding by 15% every year as there is no competition to really challenge the company. Next up, here's the latest from Maharashtra. Eknath Shinde has been sworn in as the Maharashtra Chief Minister and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis took oath as the Deputy Chief Minister. Uddhav Thackeray, meanwhile, has said that Shinde is not a Shiv Sena CM. He says the manner in which the government has been formed and the so-called Shiv Sena worker has been made the chief minister. He said he told the same thing to Amit Shah as well, that this could have been done respectfully when the Shiv Sena was officially with BJP. A special session of Maharashtra Assembly will be held on July 3rd and 4th, whereas on July 2nd, the nomination for speaker's election will be filed, and on 3rd, speaker's election will be held, and then on 4th, a vote of confidence will be taken. Meanwhile, Shiv Sena Chief Whip Sunil Prabhu has also moved the Supreme Court seeking suspension of Eknath Shinde and 15 other MLAs from the House. On the other hand, Sena's Sanjay Raut reached the Enforcement Directorate office in Mumbai today in connection with the Patrachal land scam case. Moving on to more political news. So the Supreme Court came down heavily on suspended BJP spokesperson Nupur Sharma for a controversial remark against Prophet Muhammad during a television debate on Gyanbapi Mosque Row. The court said that she was single-handedly responsible for fanning flames across India and should apologize to the whole nation. The remarks came as the Apex Court refused to entertain a plea by Sharma seeking the transfer of FIRs against her across the nation to Delhi. She has now withdrawn her plea from the court. Next up, the price of commercial LPG cylinder was reduced by 198 rupees in Delhi with effect from today. A 19 kg LPG cylinder will now cost 2021 rupees in the national capital. The price was cut by 182 rupees in Kolkata, 190 rupees and 50 paise in Mumbai and 187 rupees in Chennai. This move comes a month after commercial LPG prices were slashed by 135 rupees on June 1st. Lastly, in what has come as a shock to refiners like Oil and Natural Gas Corporation and Reliance, the government today levied a windfall tax on profits of oil and gas companies, with crude surging over 50% in 2022 so far. It was only May end when the ONGC and Oil India management had said that they did not expect such a move from the government. Oil-to-retail conglomerate Reliance Industries, India's most valuable company, shed $19.35 billion in market value as its stock plunged as much as 8.7% during the day, marking its biggest intraday slide since November 2020. The government has imposed a 6 rupees per litre tax on the export of petrol and aviation turbine fuel and a 13 rupees per litre tax on the export of diesel. Additionally, it has levied a 23,250 rupees per ton additional tax on crude oil produced domestically. So the export tax follows oil refiners making a killing in exporting fuel to deficit regions such as Europe in the aftermath of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As per some media reports, some oil companies processed Russian crude oil available at a discount after it was shunned by the West and exported fuel produced from it. Well, for those of you who do not know what a windfall tax is, it is a higher tax rate on sudden big profits levied on a particular company or industry. So the likes of ONGC and etc. reported bumper profits in the March quarter when international prices soared to near 14-year high of $139 per barrel. It is estimated that the government earns 65 to 65 paise in taxes on every rupee that ONGC earns. And the remaining is used for exploration purposes, that is finding more oil and gas. The levy on crude, which follows record earnings alone, will fetch the government over 7,000 crore rupees annually on about 30 million tons of crude oil produced domestically. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back next week with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.